as we're getting closer to Halloween, you probably want to enjoy some spooky entertainment. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Josh Perkins. He is, well, he's with something called the Night of the Living Opera. And I got to find out about this, Josh. What exactly is it, and how does opera tie in with things that are kind of scary?
Well, there's many scary a theme in many an opera throughout the years. This one, Night of the Living Opera, is an adaptation of the 1968 George Romero Night of the Living Dead, the first instance of, you know, zombies being flesh-eating.
Ooh, that black and white film. Yeah.
Yes, the black and white film for in there. And it's really very operatic. So when we took a look at it, so many operas, you know, end in tragedy, as did that original story where pretty much all the people that you grow to care and love, something generally not good happens to them by the end of the show, not giving away any spoilers.
But how do you set that to opera music? Because this is original, right?
It is. Well, it's an adaptation. There are some original works in there. Is it original musical work? So we worked with our composer, whose name is Dewey, who is someone that my wife met, because she's a bit of a person behind this, Julianne Perkins, who was also going to be playing Barbara in the show. And so we had met with him. We just kind of talked about the themes, the different emotions, the different places that the story needs to go, like where it needs to be emotionally at any given time. And he really ran with it, and he's done a beautiful job. There's some really haunting, some touching music. There are little bits of laughter, you know, little bits of comedy, maybe not on purpose, but sometimes, you know, comedy just happens in the middle of a tragedy story. It gives that release valve of laughing a little bit.
But what I don't get, Josh, is there also puppets involved?
Absolutely. Angry Young Men.
You say it like, well, of course there are.
Yeah, that's whenever you see Angry Young Men, that generally means puppets. And the conceit in this show is that all of the living characters are played by human beings, but the undead are represented mostly in the form of puppetry, kind of what you could kind of consider a Bunraku style, where there is a performer right behind the puppets, you know, manipulating them and helping them move. And the human chorus will be lending the voices for the voices, as it were, the moaning, I guess, the musical moaning.
The musical moaning.
Exactly. For that. And in this show, too, as well, just because the show takes place from them driving to a cemetery, going through the cemetery, going through the woods, going to a house, you know, driving to various locations, there will be shadow puppetry involved to kind of help set the scene. So rather than huge, humongous, crazy sets, shadows appearing on the screens on either side of the action help set the scene. It shows movement of them moving through the graveyard or her running away from, you know, the first ghoul, as it were, to really help in a simple way set the scene without having to have a 5-minute set change. It can happen in an instant.
Well, the Milwaukee Opera Theater is going to be presenting Night of the Living Opera throughout the Halloween season. And how can everybody out there find out more and get some tickets?
Absolutely. Milwaukee Opera Theater, their website is the place where you are able to buy tickets. Or if you are familiar with the Broadway Theater Center, which is where it will be performing, their box office has them on sale for now. It opens on Thursday, the 27th. There are 10 shows between that day and November 5th, which is a Sunday. And there's a lot of fun shows to choose from. And all the social media, there's ways of getting on there. Just remember Milwaukee Opera Theater, or MOT as the acronym, and you'll be able to find them online. And we would love to see you there.
Night of the Living Opera, now with more blood, more zombies, and an orchestra. Josh Perkins, it sounds fascinating. Thanks so much for telling us all about your new production.
Happy to join you. Thanks for having me.